Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust has cut outbreaks of the norovirus vomiting bug by more than 90%. Now, figures for the last 5 years show a much larger than the reduction than other local hospitals in the area and indeed across the UK. Have a listen to this. This is our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter, Dominic Blake.
Well, we're talking about a very nasty infection which will spread very rapidly unless precautions are taken. And we've seen in the last year many local hospitals being forced to close wards as a result. We've seen that happening at the Princess Anne and the General Hospital in Southampton, for example, Poole Hospital and the Bournemouth Hospital, and wards at Salisbury are currently closed because of the virus. But in the last year, we've had no outbreaks at all here at the Queen Alexandra Hospital. And in fact, they've cut the number of outbreaks in total by 91% over the last 5 years. The result, they say, of a combination of simple clinical measures and the clever use of new technology.
Now, Dr. Caroline Mitchell, who is Associate Director of Infection and Patient Safety at Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust, joins us now live on the show. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks for being there this morning. So, norovirus, just before we talk about the reduction, just explain, and I know listeners who've been through this, explain how nasty it can be.
Well, it's a memorable virus. I think once you've had it, you'll never forget you've had it. It causes really acute symptoms of diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, sometimes fever and pain, tummy pain. It is relatively short-lived, so it sort of lasts for 3 to 4 days, sometimes up to a week. But once you've had it, you'll certainly remember you have had it. Yeah. Because it's quite a shock. It comes on very quickly.
And if you're already ill, especially nasty.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that we see norovirus outbreaks in hospitals, but also in other big institutions like prisons, schools, nursing homes, and, of course, cruise ships.
Now, tell us a bit about what you've been doing to cut the number of outbreaks. And a lot of people... very taken by this reduction of 90%. What have you been doing?
Well, we've put in something we call a care bundle, which is a number of really simple actions which together work very well. So we've looked at the way we clean our hospital. We look at the way we isolate our patients. So as soon as they show symptoms, we try and put them in single rooms as quickly as possible. We know that the virus is ingested, so it's mainly hands to mouth is the main way you get the virus. So we put a lot of emphasis on hand washing, but also on removing other ways in which the virus can be ingested. So, for example, if we have symptomatic patients on a ward, we will change all the water jugs, put fresh water supplies several times a day, make sure that there's no unopened food left lying around which could become contaminated, grapes, biscuits, etc. So we use simple things like that as well as more sophisticated things. For example, once we've had a patient with an infection and they go home, we do special cleans. We use hydrogen peroxide vapor to decontaminate the space they've been nursed in. And we also use electronic technology to alert us of the symptoms that patients are having.
And can other hospitals, and indeed you mentioned those other places like prisons and cruise ships, for example, learn from your experience?
I hope so. I hope that our results can be reproducible in other sites. We have had good results now for 5 years. And we hope that we can share some of our experience and learning with other institutions. Clearly, it may not be practical for a school, for example, to use hydrogen peroxide vapor, but simple things around cleaning and the way we clean differently when we suspect norovirus may be particularly useful for other institutions to look at.
Right. Well, Caroline, well done. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Good to have you there.
Thank you.
Dr. Caroline Mitchell, Associate Director of Infection and Patient Safety at Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust. And it's worth noting that 13,000 patients contracted norovirus across the UK in this study, which was released And the other thought to bear in mind is that I know at Salisbury, some of the wards there are currently closed because of the bug. So obviously it's an ongoing issue, but good to hear that they're working on it there. Caroline, thank you very much.